Friday night live again. Oh, what are we at now? We've already come to the 12th day of April. That means we're almost midway through the month of April. So quickly. Wow. All right. Well, hope that you are blessed in the Lord tonight. Of course you are, in Jesus' name. Be aware of it. That's who you are. That's what you have. And praise God for that. So thank you for being here today. Appreciate you being part of this broadcast tonight. We're going to open up with some news as we usually do tonight. But so many places are closing down. 5,500 stores, restaurants have closed this year so far, from what I understand, if I'm reading my information correctly. Wow, and more to come. West Virginia restores four more banks. I mean, restricts four more banks, I'm sorry, because of ESG wokeness. The state of West Virginia is hitting woke banks where it hurts. Yeah, and banning their state contracts over climate alarmist anti-oil positions and policies. So, yeah, wow. That's good for that state standing up to these fools, right? Because it's, that's what the Bible calls it. If they say, whoever says in their heart there is no God is a fool, right? So that's scripture. Anyway, they're believing stupid things that don't line up at all with the way things really are. But they do line up with the globalist New World Order agenda to bring in the global government and control all the people of the world. Muslims chant death to America in Dearborn, Michigan, as a crowd of Muslims gather together to stand against America and Israel. 64-year-old New Jersey man who operates a Trump RV beaten with a sledgehammer, airlifted to a hospital with significant head injuries just for supporting President Trump, really? Some sick people in this world that do things like that. Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, man, a poor man. Lord, pray that he'll recover all that the enemy tried to do to him in Jesus' name. There's Baptist, First Baptist in Abilene, Texas, Pastor Brandon Hudson resigns after arrest for drunk driving. Well, no, I don't think pastors ought to be out there drunk and driving, certainly not, and drunk, certainly not. World's oldest man dies at 114 years old. That's right, and attributes long life to loving God. Evidently, he loved God. Well, I don't know his story, so I can't tell you. I think he was in Venezuela, I think. But anyway, anti-Israel rioters and activists in 30 cities across four continents are threatening to disrupt the global economy on April 15th in an attempt to destroy Israel. Okay, that's April 15th. That's just a couple days away. That would be Monday. The EU plans mass surveillance of private chats online under the guise of combating child sexual abuse. Okay, yeah, well, you know, any excuse to do that, right? So, yeah, the EU is also realizing it's too expensive to implement the Green Deal. It can't afford it. It's too expensive. Yeah. Well, hello, time to wake up. New Scotland police, they can't cope with the flood of hate, reports, as 8,000 flood in during the first week of the draconian law. So Scotland's new hate crime laws began on April 11th. Already 8,000 complaints about people with hate speech going on. That's right. Some they say are just neighbors causing trouble for neighbors they don't like. So they just call in and report them and tell them they're committing hate crimes. Hate speech, hate crimes. So they don't like them, they just call them in. You know, even that woman who wrote the Harry Potters, she stood up and said, I'm not going to, you know, put up with this stupid hate crime speech rules and laws and spoke out against that and said, arrest me then, she said, or something like that. I don't remember. But, yeah, she also spoken out on transgender and believes they're just male and female. But she's also wrote all the Harry Potter books, so she's obviously deceived in the occult and witchcraft. But still, at least she stands up against these lies. And, well, so what do we have next here to close out our news with? Respected Japanese medical doctor and professor, I can't pronounce his name, Magayasu Inoue, or Nui. Yeah. Anyway, warning to the world from this respected Japanese medical doctor and professor, new wave of generic vaccines is coming down the pike like a freight train, and they must be avoided at all costs. This doctor also says the false pandemic was orchestrated by the UN, WHO, along with other globalist organizations and global governments. He delivers his message to the world during a press conference in Geneva, Switzerland, warning people that they're going to try it again. Well, what's new? Try anything, the same old thing, whatever they think might work. So anyway, that's the new, that's the story today. So we're going to get into the Word of God. Again, good evening to you all. Praise the Lord for your presence here today, and we are glad to see you and hope that you will be blessed by tonight's live broadcast, and hoping that things are well in your life. If not, we pray that God will minister to you and they will get better tonight in Jesus' name. So let's open up in prayer as we go into get ready to go into the Word of God for this evening, which I believe is a good word for us all, that we'll be blessed by it. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you, hallelujah, and give you glory and praise and honor, for you are a great God. I worship you tonight. I praise you, give you great thanks and worship out of our lips, Lord, praising you, worshiping you, glorifying your name, for you are a great and wonderful Lord, and we praise you for your salvation. Praise you for your forgiveness. Praise you for your deliverance. And praise you, Lord, for your ongoing education as you continue to teach us and encourage us and help us in the way that we ought to go and guide us in that way too, Father. Thank you for divine guidance, Lord, by the Spirit of the living God. And we break every hex, every vex, every spell, every jinx, every curse against us in the name of Jesus, against you in the name of Jesus, our dear brothers and sisters. Thank you that you prevail against the powers of darkness in Jesus' name. And the enemy will not have you for lunch, breakfast, or dinner, or any snacks either, in Jesus' name. Thank you for a hedge of protection around each of us, Lord. Thank you for divine healing in our bodies, Father, that by your stripes we were healed. Lord, we will hold fast to your word, Father. No matter what lies are around us and what lies the devil propagates, we know that your word is true, Father. And we rebuke the devil for his lies in Jesus' name. So he's a liar and the father of lies. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are truth lovers and we are receivers of the truth today, and thank you for just pouring out your truth in our lives, Father. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that. Praise you, Father. Praise you. We glorify your name, Father. We praise you for, Lord, strengthening these physical bodies tonight, Lord, and healing them in Jesus' name. If any be sick, Lord, I, the elder of the church, pray for them and to be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, Father, for healing people's bodies, healing cancer, disease, sicknesses, infirmities. We rebuke them all in Jesus' name. Thank you for the power of health and healing by the power of Jesus' name, Lord, that comes from above, Father. Praise you for releasing your health upon us, Lord. Thank you for victory over all habits that people have that are not habits that are conducive to a good relationship with the Lord, Lord, that you would set them free from these things, Lord, that you give them the strength and the grace to resist these things that they have become overcome by in their life and are in agreement with, Father, to some degree, Lord. We pray that you'll help them to get out of agreement, Lord. And when we get in agreement with you, that's where the power is, Lord. We got to get in agreement with the Lord and not our way, but his way. We thank you that we could do that, Father, in Jesus' name, and walk forward in the strength and the anointing and power of Jesus. Thank you for that today, Lord. Without you, we could do nothing, Father. And so in Jesus' name, we cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that we cover each of us with the blood of Jesus as well. That there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, the spotless Lamb who was sacrificed for us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for that sacrifice so that we can live without being under that law of having to offer up turtle doves and animal sacrifices all the time for our multiple sins, even though they could never fully wash away sin. But the blood of Jesus washes away our sin, and we are thankful for that blood right now in Jesus' name. Thank you. So, Lord, bless the broadcast, and I speak to you, your people with what you would have them to hear. Bless those who are listening live and those who listen later. Ask your blessings on them all in the name of Jesus. Everybody say amen, amen, amen. All right. Are you ready? Let's get started here today. Talking about taking the blinders off. That's the title today. Taking the blinders off. Yeah. Yeah, many people have woke up to the evil that the District of Criminals have been doing to this country, but they're still not awake to the real culprits behind the people who are doing an act of evil. And see, that's important that we wake up a little more and we begin to see, you know, who the real enemy is here, right? It's time to recognize our adversaries. They are very well trained in defeating and deceiving and controlling humanity. They have thousands of years of experience in doing what evil they do. So it's time to awaken to your true enemy. For the Bible, remember, says something about them. For we wrestle not with what? Flesh and blood. Let's go to Ephesians 6. We'll see what that scripture is. 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There we are. That's what it's about. That's the enemy here. And that's who our real warfare should be with today. We're not wrestling with people. We're wrestling with the spirits that are controlling people in planet Earth. And we're dealing with spiritual forces that are usually unseen. And they're controlling pretty much most of the human race as if they are their own little puppets on a string. And I'm talking about even Christians. Yes, even Christians. That's right. Christians are controlled by devils more than they're controlled by the Spirit of God. If you watch their lives, you look at their lives, they may have the Holy Spirit inside of their spirit, but being controlled by the Holy Spirit, they haven't yielded control to the Holy Spirit. They've yielded the control to demonic entities that are ruling in their lives. That's right, and that shouldn't be the way it is for Christians. How many know that? Christians should know better than that. They should be aware. They should recognize through Scripture. But the problem is a lot of Christians are just not in the Scripture. They're just not in the Word of God. They haven't picked up their Bible. They might take it to church on Sunday morning, but more and more they're not even doing that, because after all, they're going to put it up on the screen, some watered-down version, some version that is the non-inspired version, such as the NIV, right, non-inspired version, and some of these other versions that they're using today that keep coming out with them. Yeah, so help us, Lord. Yeah, some of the beliefs and actions today should be proof to you of this reality. Some of the beliefs and actions of Christians today. I mean, you watch and you hear and you say, why can't they see? I mean, I hear them and I watch them and you say, why can't they see? What's the matter? What is manipulating and using them? What is blinding them? Why can't they see their own deception? Why can't they see that they're being used by evil spirits today? It's sad to see that condition. You know, we who can see, we ask ourselves these questions, especially, you know, if we've tried to tell them the truth and then been attacked and experienced their fiery responses and rejected of the truth. Of which we certainly have had that happen to us over the years. And with some people, they, yeah, you know they're full of devils, right? Yeah, for them to act that way, you know that to be the case. Anyway, yeah. And so they need deliverance. Let's just face it. Everybody needs deliverance. And anyone who says that they don't all need deliverance, you know, is deceived, that the full truth is not in them. And yet Jesus, you know, he could even see more than we could see, and he knew what was in man. And the Word said that he knew what was in man. He knew it. He knows what's in him. Yeah. Jesus knew, and folks, well, we need to stop, step away from this garbage, you know. We need to step above this garbage and this demonic rulerships of people's flesh and their minds. You know, God called people today to come up higher, come up above the snake line where people can see and breathe fresh air and have fresh oil poured upon them by the Holy Spirit and the renewing of our mind by the Word of God. I mean, there are places in God where God's people simply have not gone because they've not looked up and gone up higher in their walk with Jesus. And, hey, it's time to do that, okay? Too many looking and focusing on that which is irrelevant, irrelevant to their calling, to their purpose on earth. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in the things of this world. It's easy to get caught up in material possessions and, oh, I want this and I want to get that. And you spend your time focusing on that. And before long, you've just left God out of the picture for a while because you're so busy looking at these things of the world that you want. Well, I want this, I want that. I mean, isn't that one of the things the Bible says that you get focused on the cares of the world, the stuff of the world, and yeah, it causes some people not to walk on with God. But also fear has taken hold on so many believers today too, as they look at the things going on around them. Yeah, fear is not Jesus though, because the Word says fear not. But fear keeps them from stepping higher and really believing God. The focus, you know, is looking on the natural, to focus on the natural, too much on the natural realm. We need to be spiritual people. After all, that's how we were recreated. The Bible says that we must worship God in spirit and truth, and we are made spirits so that we can do that, so we can have communion and fellowship with God. Our spirit is born again so that we can communicate with him and fellowship with him. Otherwise, if our spirit was like the lost people, we wouldn't be able to have that communion. We wouldn't be able to, because we are not spirit and life, but we are in Christ. But how many know a lot of believers, they just ignore that part of their life, and they still continue to live out of the soulish realm, which there's no real life coming from there, folks. We're to renew our mind with the Word of God, but the Holy Spirit lives in our spirit. I mean, no doubt. How many of you are ready for as much of God as He is willing to give you? Really, you got to think about that question, you know. Are you really wanting that? Maybe you want just half of what He'll give. I mean, maybe you just want a tenth of what He can give you. Regardless of whether you're ready for all of it, or a tenth, or a sixteenth, or half, or whatever, God knows you, and He gives you according to your true hunger, not according to how hungry we say we are or we think we are. How many know that? How many know that God won't go past where you really are, see, as far as taking you deeper in Him, because you just won't take it. He knows you're going to reject it. He knows that you're not ready for it. And so no matter how much you might tell everybody you're really hungry for all that God has for you and all that, you know, you could say all you want, or you could flippantly run around and say how hungry for God you are and tell everybody that, but God knows the truth. How many know He could read you better than you could read yourself? Yes, He did. He knows you. He knows me. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows us better than anybody knows us, than our husband or wife if we're married, than any relative, any friend. Jesus knows us. And one thing that's going to help you have much more of Jesus in your life is your focus. What are you focusing on? What are you looking at most of the time? Most of us focus our attention more on the natural realm and natural thinking, you know, thinking mostly natural earth-seen thoughts and things about things that we see and the thoughts on the things of the earth and our life on planet earth. And Paul tells us the keys to God and more of Him in 2 Corinthians 14. Let's go over and read that, because this is very true, because it's in the Word, right? The Word is true. While we look not at the things which are seen, like, you know, perceived by the five senses, which is where most people are focused today, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. That means these things we're looking at today, they're not going to be here forever. Those things in the world that people are chasing after, those things that people want, the cars, the houses, the clothes, the furnishings and furniture, all the things people, and there's nothing wrong with having those things, but if you're so focused on them, you forget that they're just temporal. They're going to pass away. You know, where you're living is going to pass away and crumble to the ground someday if Jesus doesn't come back first. But, you know, the things which are not seen are eternal. And that's what we need to be looking at today, the things that are not seen. They're eternal. We need to look into the heavenly realms and get focused on the things of God. And if we fail to obey this God-given directive and order, you know, from heaven, our lives, and we fail to order our lives according to this, we're going to live like the world does to some degree. We will only live as other people do, think as other people do, talk as other people talk, and be the victims of all the same problems that other people have, because we have not come up higher. We've not learned to dwell in the heavenly realms of God, where, you know, He would have us to be. Of course, we live on the earth. We walk on the earth, but we walk by faith, right? The just shall walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. And we need to recognize we must not be other people. We must be God's own chosen people. And remember who you are. Don't ever forget who you are. It's easy to do that. You get focused on your fears, your problems, and all these things begin to rise up. You get fear of people rejecting you, fear of people hurting you, fear of the of the stuff coming on the planet and all the stuff going on in this world. We get our eyes off Jesus. See? We have to understand this, folks. We are not of this world. We are not of this realm. We are called to work and live from another realm, another dimension, the dimension of the Spirit, the dimension. The Bible even tells you to walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See? That's another place that people of the world can't walk in until they get born again. And a lot of born-again people are not walking in the Spirit, but they could be. Amen. It's possible. All things are possible to him that believes. And so many Christians, they can't or they won't receive from God because they don't understand how this realm works, how that realm works, how the realm of the Spirit works. There are laws to this dimension. As real as the law of gravity. See, the laws of the dimension that we are called to live in are really more real than the law of gravity because these are eternal things that we're partaking of as born-again people, spiritually alive people, right? 1 Timothy 1:14 here. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. The grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love. See? So we're going to have to live in the grace of God. But the grace of God can only be lived in, you know, by something that is imparted with grace. What is that? Faith, right? The grace of God is full of faith and love, and faith works by love, see? So if grace is full of faith and love, and it takes faith to receive grace, then we're going to have to take the faith that is given by his grace and use it to live in that grace. See, grace is from another dimension as well. See, grace and truth came by Jesus. The law came by Moses. Can you imagine these people that want to be, you know, Jewish? They want to be under the law. You know, Paul said them, called them foolish, you know. Those Hebrew root people, these Messianic root people, they want to go back under the law. Well, how come they're not, you know, going under the whole law? You know, you read the Old Testament, they're going and the priests are sacrificing animals continually almost. They were bloody all the time. In fact, they were told to not do that anymore after 50 years old because they'd been handling blood for all these years. And you had to always have blood on your hands. You're always breaking the neck of some bird or cutting some head off or something and doing all these dietary things. I mean, these perfect, not dietary things, but things they had to do with the animals to offer them in sacrifice. And, you know, why aren't you doing that? You people that want to be under the law, you want to do the whole thing. If you were doing that, though, that would be an abomination to God because there has already been the one sacrifice for sin, and there is no more offering for sin, right? So why would you want to go back under that kind of a law when Jesus came so that you don't have to live under that kind of a law, that you don't have to handle that kind of blood all the time and you smell when you get home from working at the temple, you're all bloody and animal smell all over you and your wife comes. She probably had to get used to that, right? Because every day you came home that way, bloody clothes and, you know, just, you know, been walking in blood all day. Right? I mean, thank God that we have the blood today as New Testament priests. But it's the blood of Jesus. We take it out of the spiritual and use it from the Spirit because God is a spirit and that blood is a spiritual power that we handle daily. But we don't do what the Old Testament priests do. We handle the blood of Jesus, a better sacrifice, a better covenant that we have today, right? So hallelujah. I thank God that we know him in this manner. We don't have to live under the law, you know. Faith is your transporter to not only key you into that dimension, but to cause you to partake of that dimension and all its riches, the riches of heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. Spiritually, that is our location as well, according to the Word. But how that works exactly, we don't fully understand, but we know that is our position, see? And we're learning more and more about that. But, hey, grace is a blessing, folks, really. First Timothy 5:12, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. Really? Having damnation because they have cast off their first faith? You know, it's a fight with the flesh. For the flesh and the spirit are at enmity with one another, the Bible says, or, you know, they're at war. And so, what we see and what we can't see are at war with each other. We could say it that way, too. What we see, what we can't see is at war, too. And by faith, the fight of faith, we lay hold on the unseen eternal realm. Not only do we lay hold, really, we won't let go, really. If you're coming up higher with Jesus, I mean, you don't let go. You're going to hold on to that, right? And so, yeah, I mean, well, I can't see it, you say. Well, how can I believe it? Well, you'll never see it until you believe it. You know, what did Jesus tell Thomas? He said, I will not believe unless I put my hands in those holes in his side. I will not believe. And Jesus rebuked him for that. He said, blessed are those who, you know, have not seen yet have believed. That'd be me and you, right? We haven't seen Jesus face to face, right? So, but yet we believe. And we're blessed. Blessed are those who have not seen but believe. Thank God that we can believe. And we have the witness inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit inside. He witnesses that it's true and that, you know, Jesus is true. And Jesus is with us. And Jesus, God is dwelling in us. There's a witness. Praise the Lord. So, yeah, if you would come up for, you know, and receive prayer with a little more faith, you know, in your life. I mean, yeah, when people pray for you, a little more faith operating, you'd get so much more, and you would go so much further with God, folks. I mean, really, as your faith is, be it unto you, isn't that what the Word says? Something like that, huh? Yeah, you know that. You say, oh, well, I expect God to make me spiritual. Or God won't let me be deceived. Or God won't let anything bad happen to me. Or God will allow you to be or have whatever you choose to allow or have, right? You choose to be in fear, you can be in fear. You choose to, you know, be deceived and believe a lie of a devil, you can be believing a lie of a devil. And a lot of people are. Let's go to Proverbs 6 here. We'll just read a little bit over here in Proverbs to get a good understanding here how this can happen. Proverbs 6:2, thou art snared with the words of whose mouth? Thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. And so we look again over here in Proverbs at 12, verse 6. It says here, the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Your mouth has got a lot more to do with your walk than you realize. You see that? You see what we're saying here? Verse 14, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. So 13:2 also here we see, either keepeth his mouth or guardeth his mouth. Most people don't guard their mouth very much, just whatever comes out of there, right? Right? You know that? It happened to you, too, right? And me, too. We just let it just speak out. Oh, my, I should have said that. You know, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. Yeah, 13:3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction, death, destruction. Wow. So, if you're saying all the time, I'm afraid, or I think, you know, I'm losing my mind, or, you know, I'm so afraid, or, you know, come on. Are you saying that? What are you doing? You believe in those things is what you're doing. You believe in those things because you're speaking those things. On the other hand, the wise tongue learns to speak life or faith, the good fight of faith. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is from another dimension, right? It brings you into that other dimension and lets you partake of the riches and blessings and the glories and the realities of that dimension, the promises of that dimension, see? And in that dimension, when, you know, where faith comes from, because Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, the realm of the spirit, there is no poverty, sickness, or death, right? Not in that realm, not in that dimension. So within the faith of that realm is the power to bring the life of that realm into our natural realm. And see, that's what's supposed to be happening in our lives. See, we're supposed to receive in the spirit that which can also manifest in the natural, see. And so, and not everything that you receive in the spirit will manifest in the natural. Some of it is a spiritual substance and will manifest in your spirit. But it will manifest in you, and you will be aware of that manifestation, see. Okay, so how do we do that? How do we bring that to pass? Well, the same way you got born again, same way. You know, Romans 10, 9, and 10, if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, we will be saved, right? So if we believe in our spirit and confess and speak it with our mouth and get our mouth in alignment with truth, God's truth, his word, yeah, well, it didn't work for me. So does that mean it's not real, or that, it, or you know, that it's not available just because it didn't work for you? So important, you. We need to wake up. That doesn't change the promises of God just because you said it didn't work for you. It doesn't mean it won't work. It doesn't mean it's not reality. See, if you invest your time and energy into the natural realm, you'll live in a natural realm. And if you invest your time and your energy into the spiritual realm, what are you going to do? You're going to live in the spiritual realm. You're going to be a partaker of the riches of that realm. It's all a matter of where you're investing at, folks. And the only kind of person who'll win in the days ahead is the spiritually tuned in person, see, because the world is going to get darker and darker and darker. The person who's going to win is the spiritually tuned person, the person who's walking spiritually and is spiritually energized and spiritually alive, not the suave, well-taught, self-made, worldly wise person. They're going to crumble. They're going to fall. They're going to bust hell wide open if they don't get saved, right? No, but they don't have a clue. No, the woke people, they don't have a clue what the truth is. They're deceived to the max, see? No, it's the faith, walking, devil kicking, love sharing, God loving believer. You know? So that's the one. Amen. Let me give you some keys for believing. You know, a lot of people are baptized in the Holy Spirit, but they're no longer filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, several days this week, I spent a long time praying in the Spirit. One time I know it was 30 minutes, another time it was more than that, and just praying in the Spirit. See, a lot of times when people don't know what to do, they need to pray in the Spirit. You come to a point you can't figure things out, then it's time for you to get in the Spirit. You need to be praying in the Spirit. Then you can step over easily into the realm of the Spirit. So, yeah, you'll be surprised if you've never done that. You'd be surprised how edified you are spiritually and how alive you and how you can hear from God when you couldn't hear from him before you prayed in the Spirit. Because the Bible says sometimes, you know, you don't know how to pray, and the Spirit will pray. And we need to let the Holy Spirit pray. When we are stumped, when we don't know, you know, what to do, we come up against what do we do? We come up against what seemingly is a, you know, an unanswerable question. Then it's time to get into the Spirit. It's time to pray in the Spirit. It's time for a refill. Amen. Be filled with the Spirit. See, a lot of people baptize in the Holy Spirit, but they're no longer filled with the Spirit. And the Bible tells us, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And so you need to pray in tongues till you get that overflow again in your life. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Then you might say something and do something in the Spirit and wise again. So you'd be stepped over there, and you will produce that spiritual life. It'll be produced through you. Amen? Because you become spiritually energized again. You know, return to taking God at his word in simple faith, folks. You know, if God said something in his word, then don't just, you know, well, hope that that's true. You know, you act like it's true. Don't start all those 20 questions. You know, what if, what about, if this, how about me, look at my life. Shut up that stuff. See, that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to second-guess God. He wants you to begin to analyze everything and be skeptical, you know, and try to figure it all out. How many know that you cannot figure God out yet? You don't know him that well yet. You are in the process of knowing him, and you may know a lot about him, but you don't know him well enough to figure everything about God out, okay? There's so much more to be known, and we are on that trek and on that journey to know more and more of God. And thank God we are learning him more and more. We're knowing him better and better if we're pursuing him. Isaiah 45:18, for thus saith the Lord God that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. That word vain there, by the way, is void. And it means void, okay, empty. And that's not that's the way that it was from the pre-Adamic race. But when he recreated it, the void. You know, it was without form and void, see. That's a reference to Genesis there, really. And so reading on verse 19, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Hallelujah, yes. The world is not declaring things that are right, but Jesus is. The Lord does. Who's talking here? God who? Right? God is talking, but God who? Yeah, the one who made the heavens and the earth. How many of you could do that? Anybody can go out and create a new heaven and a new earth? Right? Can you do that? Then you need to listen to him and believe him. The I am. He says, I am that I am. The one that declares the right things. Right? Because he knows what's right. Do we always know what's right? We don't always know what's right, because how come we chose wrongly before? Yeah, because we don't always know. But see, Jesus declares right things. And a lot of you, you know, do you take, the word of Fox News or somebody like that? Really? Politicians? Really? Come on, newspaper? That their word? No. When are you going to take God at his word? If you'd pick up the Bible more, you'd be able to know what he's saying. And see, the problem is we just don't take the word of God, you know, of another realm as seriously as we take the words of man of the natural realm, see? And Christians are dying and being whooped and defeated because of that, because they listen to the wrong voices. They listen to, you know, medical realm. The medical realm is corrupted. You know, they listen to the food realm. The food realm is corrupted. You know, the devil's in the food business. The devil's in the medical business. The devil's in every realm of society. And he's corrupted them, and they are corrupted. They're not pure. They're not clean. They're corrupted, and we need to recognize that. We need to get our information from the right source. Okay, we need to not depend on the word of man. We need not depend on the word of humanity. Certainly not the WEF and the WHO. Certainly not going to listen to their word. They're liars. They're of their father, the devil. They don't know God at all. These people, they're full of the devil. And the works of their father, they will do because they don't know anything else, see? And they're possessed. Many of them are fully possessed with the devil. Bill Gates is possessed with the devil. These people are possessed. They're not just under the influence of the devil. They're the puppets of the devil, see? And they're controlled by evil entities that are inside of their bodies, and their body, soul, and spirit. See, whereas the believer, his spirit cannot be possessed by demons, but only their body and their soul, but not their spirit, their born-again spirit, because that is where Jesus dwells, through the Holy Spirit. Now, Hebrews 12:24, let's go read that now. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel, verse 25, see that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Yeah, from the other dimension, from the spirit realm. We should not reject what he's saying, but we need to listen to what he's saying. Okay? And verse 28, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. How many know America can be moved? Britain can be moved. Russia can be moved. But we have a kingdom that cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire, right? Even Moses could not look on the face of God. No man could see the face of Father God and live, the Bible said. He saw God's backside, and he glowed after that. And they had to cover his face with a veil because he was so lit up from just seeing the backside of Father. I mean, so, wow, can you believe that, man? That's such amazing power that he was just glowing, and he scared the people, and, oh, they gave him a veil to cover his face. Yeah. Whoa, yeah. So speak correctly. Next, you know, quit speaking death. Quit speaking fear. Quit speaking these things that you really don't want to happen, but, you know, you speak, you give place to the devil by what you say with your mouth, right? So quit speaking that and start speaking lies. Constrain that tongue. That's right. Shut it up. If it's out of order, if it's out of grace, if it's out of alignment with God's word, then just shut it up. It's better to say nothing than to say something that is not in alignment with the word of God, see? And then expect to live life from the Spirit. That's right. Live life from the Spirit. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And it's usually true that if we expect evil, evil comes. So quit expecting evil. Expect blessing. Expect abundant supply. Expect that it will work for you, because the things of God do work for you if you believe it, if you speak it in proper. So many people are sabotaging themselves and sabotaging the work of God in their lives by their tongue and by their thinking. They've got a bunch of stinking thinking in their brain, see, that sabotages their life, right? And so you change your thinking, you change your life. You change your talking, you change your life, see? Amen. Amen. Okay, so, hey, let's step forward, because it's time to step forward. So what are you doing today? Where are you at today? What is your gut level expectation today? See, do you have, you know, big expectations of God? So many are expecting evil to take place. You know, I know people even go to what they call faith preaching churches, word of faith type churches, and I've listened to them. They go to these churches, they're supposedly faith churches, yet they don't believe. I've listened to their speech, and their speech betrayeth them. How many know you can listen to people and learn a whole lot very quickly, just listening? And I've learned to listen to people. And certainly the discernment of spirit can be an operation too, and that's important. But if you listen, you learn a lot. And you see, if they really walk in what they have been taught, you know, you're going to see that. And you also got to see if fear and unbelief is ruling their lives instead. And so these spirits of fear and unbelief, they keep so many from coming up higher. That's right. Coming up higher. God's calling us higher. God's calling us up. To look up, for your redemption could draw us nigh, he said. Like, when you see these things coming to pass on the earth, you know, what are you looking at? You're looking at how horrible it is, and grumbling and griping and complaining all the time about how horrible it is. Yeah, it's horrible. We see that. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices and what he's up to. But I'm looking at where I'm going to be forever. You know, and this life is just temporal. It's passing away. And life is so often perceived, you know, through the eyes of these spirits that people have in them, you know, it's tainted. Your perception is tainted by the spirits that are still in your life. For so many people, that is the case. And how long will people let evil spirits be the dictators? of their lives. I mean, listen, it's bad enough to live under this Biden regime type situation, but how much worse is that to live under the demonic dictators that people are allowing to stay in their life? You know, I mean, really, too many believers are chained to these spirits. They're bound in chains, and Jesus came to break every chain and deliver Christians from these demonic prisons that they're in through these chains that have chained them to these demons. And many can't or won't even see how they're bound by spirit and manipulated and even controlled by them. It's like a veil is over their spiritual eyes, right? And if they could see, you think they would cry out to the Lord, or you think they would continue down the path of bondages to their comfort zone demons? But I think that a lot of people would stay in the condition they're in. You know, oh, yeah, you know, because they hear the word, they hear about these things. Many Christians do, and they just, you know, they just kind of, you know, keep going on. And they don't, there's no change. They don't seek change. They don't seek to be free. They don't seek out deliverance. Yeah, many are comfortable with their devils. Let's just tell the truth here. They're used to them, and they don't want to get rid of them. They don't want to change. It's a comfort zone relationship. I've had you all my life, and I don't know what would happen if I didn't have you with me. Yeah, well, you'd be a whole lot better off without them, I tell you that, right? But it would rock their boat too much, see? They say by their words and their actions, we are in bondage and we like our bondage. You know, I mean, actions speak louder than words, folks. I mean, you look at their lives, and they, you could see. And, of course, the words speak, too. What they're coming out of their mouth, that speaks, too. But, wow, come on. I mean, really, God is saying it's time to wake up out of your stupor and your blind ignorance and come up higher in me. I mean, there is a higher level of life. He's calling us there. There's an abundant life to live, a Zoe life, a life full of grace and truth. Yet the world and a bunch of Christians, they're blind. They're blind. The deceiver has deceived and is deceiving a whole lot of people today, okay? If the blind lead the blind, what does the Bible say? The whole lot will fall into the ditch. And we have blind people in the pulpits today. We have blind people leading a lot of the church today. And so is it any wonder that they're stuck in the ditch and they can't get out? They're stuck in a rut. They can't get out. And when you realize that not all leadership in a church is God's leadership. Oh, yeah. Not all leadership is God's leadership. And they may have been God's leadership at one time, but maybe they got corrupted. You know, corruption is very rampant in the land, and a lot of ministries are getting corrupted. Like the mega church that would not speak of the blood, would not speak of hell, and on the resurrection Sunday, oh, we're not going to speak of those things. We don't want anybody to be offended. We're so seeker friendly. We don't want anybody to be offended. We're, you know, people are stuck in that garbage. You know, you need to preach the word in season, out of season. It doesn't matter what people think. If it's if it's a season where people are going to be offended, okay. Well, if it's a season where they're not going to be offended, you preach it. It doesn't matter. We preach the word and just let the word do its job. And people get offended at pastors. They get offended at ministers today because we preach the truth, those of us who are speaking the truth. But see, what they're really getting offended at is not us pastors, but you're getting offended at the word of God. They're offended at God. Because they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to change. See, the spirits are getting riled up in there while the preaching's going on. As the spirit's getting stirred up, you know, you could go and preach to a congregation. You get the spirits all riled up just by the things that you speak out of your mouth under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They'll get it to manifestation shortly. You know, if you say the right thing, you're just stirring up their devils. And I've done it before. Just got a bunch of demons all stirred up, And sometimes when they're doing a deliverance service, that's a good thing to do because you get the demons all cleared up and you can get them out. You get them all up on the surface in manifestation, but you have to know what you're doing when you do that. But anyway, only by the grace of God can we do this, these things. So, yeah, there's much deception and corruption in the church today because demons have infiltrated the church. In fact, the Bible says Satan, through persons, will attempt to sit in the temple as God. It says in Thessalonians, right? He's going to sit in the temple as God. Well, what's the temple of God? Well, you know, we are the temple of God today under the new covenant. The old covenant, they had a physical temple, but today we are the temple of God. The Bible clearly tells us. And so he's trying to set up in what is known as the temple of God, the church of the living God, and deceive. See? And he's going to show himself as God, but he's not God, but he's going to show himself as God, trying to psych people out, cause them to believe a lie. Right? Oh, yeah. That's right. But those with eyes to see and ears to hear will not follow a false god. They will not follow a false god because you have eyes to see, ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. That's right. That's right. See, we gotta have those eyes. We gotta let those eyes be developed in us. See, we gotta be of the Spirit to have that kind of, you know, understanding and discernment of spirit. I remember I prayed for a lady to get delivered who could not receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit one time. Well, she was seeing snakes and hearing voices. Cast those spirits out. And then she easily received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and her prayer language. And, you know, I found that a number of people need deliverance sometimes before they can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we've done that a number of times for people, that they could not receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we did some deliverance on them, and then they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit pretty easily, see, in many cases. So we have to know that and understand, you know, that there are spirits that could get in the way of our spirit and that which wants to come and manifest up out of our spirit in our lives. Okay? We need to be aware of that. I remember this precious Christian woman with lots of anxiety spirits. She couldn't sleep at night, and she was having a rough time, and she's troubled a lot. So we ministered to her some regular deliverance until she got delivered and free and where she could sleep at night without the anxiety and the anxiety attacks. Yeah, Christians have panic attacks. Yeah, I've ministered to a number of Christians who've had panic attacks, and someone telling me recently about having panicky attacks. And so, you know, this is just, you know, you're not exempt from what evil spirits do because they get in your soulish realm and cause these problems in people's lives, okay? And so, yeah, I remember another brother come in asking for deliverance. So we got some deliverance going for him, and he got so hot that the spirit started coming out, sweat started pouring off of him, just pouring off his body. And then his hands gnarled up, and he couldn't move them. And then when the spirit left, then his hands relaxed back to normal, see? But that's what happens. Certain things come into manifestation when the person's spirits are coming up to the surface and coming out. And in his case, man, the sweat pouring off his body and hands gnarled up. And yeah, I've had people's hands gnarled up when I was casting out arthritis too before, but this was a different spirit that we're dealing with, and his hands gnarled up here. All right, anyway, moving on here. I didn't get off on that. I didn't mean to get all off on that, but all right. Hallelujah. Can I remind you, though, of binding and loosing? See, that's important, folks. Are you binding and loosing in your Christian walk? If it's called the keys of the kingdom, then I think it's kind of important. I think really, you know, you recognize if Jesus called it the keys of the kingdom, binding and loosing, I think that maybe he's trying to tell us we could be doing that. So, yeah, whatever you bind on earth should be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth should be loosed in heaven. So are you using them? Should be. Yeah. Are you using, how about the weapons of your warfare? The Bible said they're not carnal, but mighty through God that are pulling down a stronghold. How about, have you pulled down any strongholds lately? Or are you just kind of neglecting that in your life, neglecting spiritual warfare when you're at war and in a war and in a war zone right now till Jesus comes? So why would you neglect the weapons of your warfare, which are mighty through God and pulling down a stronghold? Satan will build a stronghold in your life if you're not aware. And if you're not doing, you're resisting the devil, he'll flee. But if you're not aware and you're not doing anything with your authority, then he'll build a stronghold right there in your life. See, you're a soldier of Christ. You're a soldier of the cross. So, hey, look at the Word of God. I mean, it is full of conflict. If you go through the Word of God and you see what is happening, conflict all through the Word of God, conflict. Jesus faced conflict every day when he walked on the planet Earth as the Messiah, see, as the chosen one. He faced conflict. Yeah. And if you look at the Old Testament, conflict all the time. They're warring with this, fighting with this, fighting with the demonic realm as the idolatry came into their lives, and the children of Israel kept running to idols, and that's conflict. The demonic was so after them to corrupt the people that were the supposedly the chosen race that was going to bring the Messiah. He would attack them continually. Because Satan hated them, because God, you know, did. I mean, he gave them a fire by night and a cloud by day. I mean, they had the built-in God heating system at night and light all night. I mean, really. I mean, but the conflict was there. I mean, look at, what was it? The ones that the earth had to open up because they offered strange fire to the Lord. I mean, always something there, you know, all through the Word, conflict with the demonic realm, conflict with Jesus preaching the good news on earth. There was resistance by the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the people that were controlled, that were supposed to be the people that would have received Christ. But the religious leaders of that day and did that just cause conflict because they were controlled by devils. And we have conflict if we live in a daily life, folks. If you expect to live a life without conflict, then you're deceived, because there is a devil, and the Bible speaks continually of conflict. See, even in the New Testament, it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. And pulling, that means we're in warfare. It tells you to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ and not be distracted by the things of this world. All these different things that are conflict minded here. And I know that we just all love peace and love, and we want it all to be peace and love. But I mean, no, it's not always peace and love, right? But we have peace, and we have love all the time because Jesus is in us. But we got to recognize we're at war. We're at war. Amen? I mean, look how humanity hated Jesus, and they always sought to silence him. That's because of what was in them. As I said before, you know, puppets on a string with Satan as the puppet master. Mm-hmm. Wake up. Wake up. I mean, we're traversing ground that is riddled with the unclean. We live on a planet that Satan is the god of the world. He's the god of this world. And so we're treading on ground that is unclean ground because demonic has happened on that ground. And we need to take back the ground from the enemy. We need, wherever the soles of our feet tread, amen, possess it for the kingdom of God. Take back what the devil's stolen from us. Right? Jesus went to the cross, and he get back that authority that Adam and Eve lost and gave up. Right? But now Jesus made a public show of Satan, so we have that power and authority back given to us. We have dominion in the earth. Okay? So why aren't we using it? Yeah, why aren't we using that? So we are strangers and pilgrims in a strange land. I mean, hasn't it gotten stranger lately? Have you noticed how strange things are getting? Have you noticed how that things are ramping up in the realm of darkness against the church, against the people of God? And the devil is just pulling out all stops. I mean, he's just going for blood. I mean, you know, it tells you that we're living in the latter days. I mean, we have to understand that. 1 Peter 2:11. Let's read a scripture here at this point. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which what? There's that word again, war against the soul. See, a conflict. There's a conflict against your soul. Fleshly lust, which war against the soul, and that you are strangers and pilgrims. And this is not, this world system of Satan is not your home. You're strangers and pilgrims here. Because our home is in the heavenly realm. Our home is with Jesus. Yeah. So, yeah, don't look at this stuff that's going on and stumble. So many are. They stumble as they look to Trump to save them. Now, Trump can't save anybody, okay? Jesus is the one that saves us. Don't follow their program. It will fail. It is passing away. It is but for a season here. But we have a kingdom that is eternal, right? And this is just a moment in eternity, really, what's going on as the reigns of the wicked people, the people that are given over to the devil, possessed by the devil. Yeah, this temporal. It will not last. But hello, folks. A great shaking's going on in the church in America. And not just America, but the world. And it is a will you or will you not type of shaking, right? Will you mature? Will you let God do in you what he wants to do in you? Will he? You let him bring to pass his end-time plans for your life? Will you mature? Yes. Will you be part of his end-time separation and dedication to his cause, or will you not? Will you love the world, or will you love the Lord? Will you walk in the Spirit, or will you let the flesh be the dominant place you walk? Yeah. The question is to be or not to be, right? I mean, to be filled with God or not to be filled with God? To be filled with fear or to be filled with faith? To be filled with the things of the world or be filled with the things of the Spirit? To be or not to be? Which one is it going to be, right? Many Christians have, you know, they've been a Christian a while. They've come to this place that I'm going to describe now. Let's read it in Amos 6 here first. Let's go over there, read this verse. Amos, and next to Andy, right? No, Amos 6, verse 1. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nation to whom the house of Israel came. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion today. Are you at ease in Zion? Yeah. They served God. It was great, but now they're at ease in Zion. Why? Well, first of all, they're not really at ease. The Hebrew word here is very hard to pronounce, shalhanon. It means tumult, at ease, tumult, haughty, secure in a bad sense. So here's the picture. It's come down to their attitudes and areas of life that they want to hold on to and not change, right? Just like we've been talking about, areas that they refuse to let God deal with. And yeah, they may have even served God faithfully for years, but now God is wanting to take them further, but they will not. They're adamant. You know, they have an adamant face toward these things. They don't want to go any further. They're in a happy place, you know, they think, but it's not happy. I just gave it a meaning here, at ease. It's already secure in a bad sense, tumult. Yeah, that's not real ease. It doesn't sound like ease to me. But hey, haughtiness is pride, isn't it? You think that pride might have something to do with some of this? They might have even served God faithfully for years, but God's waiting to take them further, but they don't want to go further. Pride that won't even admit to God or anybody else that a person is wrong and stubborn and selfish and refuses God's dealing. Right? It refuses God's dealing. Don't be in that condition. God, you deal with me the way you want to, Lord. I'm in your hands, Lord. That's right. That's right. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. How are you going to walk with God if you won't agree with God? How are any of us going to walk with God if we won't get in agreement with God? How are people going to, how is the pastor going to pastor a church if the people won't get in agreement with the pastor? No wonder they have so many pulpits that get empty all the time because people, you know, they run their pastor off. You know what I'm talking about. They run him off because he ain't doing what they think he should be doing. And again, the place of agreement is the place of power. But with no agreement, we won't walk on. We get stuck. And if you hang around those folks, it will silently rub off on you. And yeah, are they born again? Yeah. Some even appear as the most spiritual even sometimes. Some try to appear as the most spiritual. They want everybody else to think they're very spiritual. But you know, if you have discernment, you know they're not. But they put on that kind of air. They put on that kind of act. And they try to fool people because they're insecure within themselves. There's problems within them, see. Oh, yeah. They appear the most spiritual, but the problem is they've stopped God dealing with them because they're not, you know, there are parts of themselves that they stubbornly want to hold on to, right? They want to be in control. They want to keep that control, and they don't want the Holy Spirit to be fully in control. They won't let go of still being in charge of areas of their lives, see? And really, a lot of people at that point, a lot of people won't let God deal with them. Only to a point, you know. After that, well, sometimes God quit dealing with people because they're not going to be dealt with, you know. And so he just lets them be their way. He'll quit dealing with them and let them go their own way. Psalm 68:6. Let's try to hurry up. I'm running out of time here. But God's, for the broadcast, that is, God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Hey, God wants to bring us out of bondage. We need to trust God. Oh, I'll trust God, but only thus far. Oh, no, 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 no. That's not good enough. You trust him with all of your spirit, all of your heart, all of your being. Trust him all the way. He's going to take you through to the end. He's going to make you more than a conqueror through him that loves you, right? But not if you're going to be stubborn and rebellious. And resist the Holy Spirit. Galatians 6:14 says, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. Paul talking, right? For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. Okay, yeah, we are the Israel of God, right? So, amen. So in Christ, my will is not the issue. What I want is not the issue. But what Christ wants, that's the issue, folks. That's what's important today. So this is part of the shaking that's going on, okay? And the toll is great. People being faced with the seriousness of the hour today. I mean, it's a serious time we're living in. They're being faced with themselves. It's tough. I mean, it's called growing up before we go up, right? You grow up before you go up. Yeah, that's right. He wants to mature his people today. A lot of people just aren't maturing. They're little babies still. They don't want to mature. They like babyhood. They like sucking on the bottle. They like to just have their way. They like to be able to hold their little temper tantrums and get things manipulated to go they want them to go, the way they want them to go. So many others are sidetracked by all these little different pet doctrines. So many people get, you know, sidetracked by the preacher of rapture. Oh, we're going to go out any moment. We're just getting ready to go today. So I'm not going to worry about what Biden does and what the future of our country is. I'm getting out of here on the express rapture train. Yeah, really? I'm afraid that isn't going to happen, folks. That's not what the Bible teaches. He's coming at the last trump. Not going to be a little secret rapture, get you out of here before the going gets worse. It's already pretty bad, folks. You know what? And it's going to get worse. But God's going to take care of his people just like he always has. Listen, we're not being prepared for a date, but for a marriage, okay? It's not how well we know prophecy, but the depth of our day-by-day walk with Jesus that matters. That's what matters, okay? The confidence you have, you know, as you face every day in Christ, really, it's rooted in the quality of your walk with Jesus right now. Okay. Amen. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Well, we should study Noah a little bit to see how he walked and lived in that critical time. If we really want to know how we should live now, in these latter days right now, do you think, you know, that, do you think Noah was, now when King so-and-so, he commands the homosexuality to be legal and homosexual marriage to be legal, and when King so-and-so take a mark, and when King so-and-so goes to war, you know, he had a little calendar marking all the little dates, and, you know, had every prophecy, all the prophecy boys were there and talking to him, and worried about being left behind, and he had all that spread out for all his friends to look at if they missed the ark. No, none of that, right? Now, he was a preacher of righteousness. He was preaching. He was preaching the truth to them, but they rejected the truth. That's right. There was no more salvation for them if they rejected the truth. This is what he was. He was a preacher of righteousness. What else was he doing? Well, that's what he was doing. And we'll just read it here to you in the Bible, Genesis 6, 8, and 9. Tells you right, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. That's what Noah was doing. He was walking with God. But what was the earth like? Well, the verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Is that what the world like today? Corrupt before God, filled with violence in the land. These illegal immigrants that are coming in your country, illegal aliens coming in here and killing people, and the stream media won't even report it for the most part. They haven't reported on, I guess they only mentioned one, that girl that got killed. I forgot her name, but anyway, yeah, they mentioned her, but that's it. And a number of people have been killed by illegals coming in the country. Yeah. So he lived in grace. How did he do that? This is before the law was given. How did he do that? He walked with God. Can two walk together as if they'd be agreed? No. Noah agreed with God. Are you agreeing with God for your life today? Are you agreeing with God for your ministry today? Can two walk together as if they'd be agreed? So he walked with him and was just and righteous and upright. He wasn't busy, you know, setting dates. He was busy walking with God. You know, this date setting can be, you know, nothing but shallow Christianity. Just dwelling on, you know, oh, the latest prophecy, the latest this or that. The, you know, really? How do you walk with Jesus? True Christianity is walking with God. That's what Noah was doing in the days of Noah. He was walking with God and living in the grace of God. Huh? True Christianity, walking with Jesus. Let him show you what he wants to show you when he wants to show you what he wants to show you, right? And our focus is Jesus. That's what our first focus need to be. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices. We know what's going on out there. We watch what's happening in the times and the seasons that we're living in. Primary is walking with Jesus. Walking with Jesus day by day, walking with Jesus. What does it mean to walk with Jesus? It means we stay yielded to him and his word. Are you yielded to his word today? It means we stay attuned to his presence. That's right. Are you tuned in? Are you spiritually sensitive today? Do you have spiritual sensitivity? It means we found our place of security in him, not in money, not in people, places, and things, or self, not in our self-righteousness. No, we found our place of security. My place of security is in Jesus today. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And it means also that we rest in God. Did you know what Noah's name means? It means rest. Noah found his place of rest in God alone, see? Yeah, step by step, day by day, Noah lived in the Lord's presence. even when surrounded by the unbelievers. Can you imagine the whole society? Not one of them went in the ark except Noah's own family. The whole society mocking Noah, critical of Noah, hated him. Yeah, he found his security in God. He found his place, even when the world mocked him. Yeah, and they might mock you today, but, you know, your security, your rest is in Jesus. Yeah, people may talk bad about you. They may be talking about you behind your back, but my rest is in Jesus. Hey, the more, you know, you get out there, you have enemies. I mean, that's just the way it is. The devil stirs up people. But God will give you favor in the midst of the enemies. And the enemies even do things at the bidding of God that will surprise us at times. Okay? So we're living in a time such as no other. And we need to live in his rest. We need to rest. We need to quit fearing and start trusting. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. So it means that we know God deeply in this time. We need to know God deeply. And if you know someone deeply, that takes time. It doesn't happen quickly. It takes time to penetrate the veil of the unknowing into the place of trust, friendship, intimacy. Okay? And some people are not trustworthy, and you'll find that out too. You can't trust them. They'll turn around and stab you in the back, behind your back. See, if you're listening to them talking, they're talking about others, and they're going to talk about you too. You know, I met somebody just, a week ago or something. I was talking to them, and right off, they started talking about even their own family members and running them down and talking stuff about them. And I said, man, when I leave here, they're going to talk about me. Because they talk about everybody else behind their back. They're going to talk about me behind my back. So I break their hexes, vexes, curses, and jinxes in Jesus' name. I break their negative word curses in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah. If you hear people talking a bunch about other people in a negative manner, they're going to talk about you too. So don't join in with them and think, oh, you're going to be on the inside. They won't do that to you. Oh, yes, they will. They done betrayed themselves, right? That's right. Their word betrayed them. Oh, hallelujah. So we need to know God deeply right now. And that takes time. And we're growing in grace. We get deeper and deeper, growing up higher and higher. We're not controlled by the opinions and the criticisms and the approval of the world. We're controlled by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you know, don't worry about what everybody's saying about you. Worry about what Jesus has to say about you. And he said good things. So let's go ahead and say what he says instead of saying what other people are saying and worried about what they're saying, worried if they're going to reject us, worried if they're not going to like us, worried if we're not living up to their standards. Well, listen, you're not my judge. I answer to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Holy Spirit, to Father God. Who are you working for? I work for Jesus. He called me years ago. He said, John, I'm going to loose your tongue audibly. I mean, he told me two times in my life, audible voice of God. He said, John, I'm going to loose your tongue. You're going to speak for me. And he called me. You know I'm called. I know who called me. I know who I'm working for. I'm not really working for him in a sense I am, but I'm in relationship with him. See? And you're in relationship with him, and you need to build in that relationship and let that relationship grow and grow and grow and grow and mature and mature and mature. But see, it was bad, yet Noah, he lived in peace. He walked with God. His very name meant rest. And if Noah could rest and walk with God in a very wicked and evil environment, you know what? You and I can too. You and I can too, right, in this wicked, evil environment that we live in, right? Oh, yeah, it is. And when the terrors and confusion and wickedness, the economic failures, the financial and health issues increase in the land, man, it's only in the Lord that we can live. It's only in the Lord's presence that we can have that rest and that peace. Amen. Amen. Look up, folks. Whatever happens in the future, man, it's going to be okay if we learn to walk with the God of the future. I mean, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's going to take care of us both now and always. Hallelujah. Hey, man, he got our back. He got every part of us. He got our whole being in his hands. He got his people in his hands. Amen. He's got you in his hand. And I know sometimes you don't look like that. You look like the, you know, the enemy's coming in like a flood and all that, but the Lord will raise up a standard against him. He's not going to prevail unless you let him prevail. Amen. Father, we thank you for the word of God here today. We thank you, Lord, that we can draw in closer and closer to you, Jesus. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Lord, we would want to just rest there, dwell there, and live there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can fully yield ourselves to you. And we give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Now, bless our time of deliverance here that we're going to partake of, Lord. And we thank you for the opportunity to do deliverance, Father, on those who would like to receive some today. We thank you for that. And we praise you for it and worship you for it and honor you for it. In the name of Jesus, everybody say, amen, amen. All right, let's go ahead and take us just a few minutes here, then we'll come back and we'll cast out some demons for the remainder of the times that we have here together.
Into my thoughts to enter, just like the snow.
Amen. Spend our time with Jesus. They are so valuable. They are so precious, the time that we spend with the Lord. I wouldn't trade them for anything. Money can't buy that. Nothing can buy the precious time we have with the Lord and being in His presence. There's nothing like it. Hallelujah. All right, let's go ahead and get some spirits out with while we're ready to do some deliverance here. All right, we come against the spirit of rejection tonight. We rebuke the spirit of rejection. We break the curse of the spirit of rejection. And the spirits that work with rejection, there are many. Fear of rejection by men, rejection by women, rejection of self, rejection of, there's just a lot of rejection spirits out there. Anyway, let's command this rejection spirit to go right now. We break the curse of rejection. We break the power of rejection. Come out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them, and let them go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of rejection, go, 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 go. All the way out, all that spirit of rejection. Loose them, and let them go. The blood of Jesus is against you. Go now. Move, 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 move. Rejection, we're talking to you, Spirit. Get out of people, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, you got to go. The blood of Jesus, come out, come out, come out. Keep going. All that fear of rejection, too. Come out. 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 Fear of rejection. Fear people will reject you. Fear that they won't like you. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. All that fear of rejection. We're talking to you, demons. Come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. Fear of rejection. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Fear of rejection. We're talking to you, devil. You got to go all the way out. That fear of rejection, up and out. That rejection of self, in Jesus' name, go. Rejecting yourself, come out. Thinking so poorly of yourself, you reject yourself. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, Jesus' name, all the way. The blood of Jesus, we break your control over people, fear to step out because of rejection. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. The spirit of hurt, come out, spirit of hurt, you've been hurt, you've been wounded, all that hurt, come out in Jesus' name, come out in Jesus' name. All the way out, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, all that hurt, you have to go, in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus against that hurt, mental, emotional trauma, come out, mental, emotional pain, come out, 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 the blood of Jesus, you got to go. Got to go all the way out. All that timid spirit, you come out. Timidity, come out. Timidity, come out. Come out, 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 in Jesus' name. That timid spirit. The Bible doesn't say we're to be timid. It says we're to be bold as a lion, right? So get rid of timidity. All that timidity spirit, you got to go. All that timid spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. All that timidity, come out. Come out. Shy, timid, come out. All the way out. All the way out. Fear of man. Fear of man bringeth the snare. The spirit of snare, too. Go all the way out. Snared by the fear of man. All that fear of man. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way up out of there, all the way up out of there, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, 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 all the way out, come out, fear to strife, come out, come out, come on, fear to strife, You have to go. We break the power of the spirit of strife. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, strife, all the way out. All the way out, all that striving spirit. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. All that anger. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. So all that anger, come out, come out. Come out, anger. Come on. All that rage, anger, come out, 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 all the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. Go, go, go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Fear, come out. Come out. Come out. Fear. All fear of people, come out. Come out. Come out. Fear of the future, come out. Come out. Come out. All that fear. All that fear. Fear of people. Fear of people's faces. Fear of what people think. Come out. 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 All that fear. You liar fear. Go. All the way out. All the way out. Go. All that fear. Come out. In the name of Jesus. All that fear of people, you have to go. Come out, 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 all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. All the unclean spirits, go. In Jesus' name, if you picked up an unclean spirit, or was born with an unclean spirit, we command that unclean spirit to go right now. Go, all that uncleanness, sexual uncleanness. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. All the way up out of there, that unclean spirit. Go, go. We live in an unclean land, and it's easy to pick it up. You might just be looking at something at the internet, and some picture comes up that, you know, of some sexual individual. And so you've got to guard against sexual uncleanness. So we command that uncleanness to go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, go, come out, come out, come out, come out. You just look at reading news, and they'll put up something, and you'll be tempted. So you go all the way, all the lust, go, 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 go. Come on, all the lust, come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, all the lust spirits, go, all uncleanness, go. Go in the name of Jesus right now, go all the way out. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. This period of insignificance. You come out. Tells you you're just insignificant. You're not anything. You're never not important. You're not making any difference. Come out. All that insignificant spirit. Come out. All that insignificant. It tells you you're not important. You're not accomplishing anything in life. You just, come on, all that insignificant spirit, come out, 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 up and out. I bind you, I bind you, I break your hold over people. Come on, that insignificant spirit, we're talking to you. You got to go right now, loose people, let them go. Insignificant, come out, 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 all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. In Jesus' name. I remember I listened to a pastor recently. I may have told you about it, but he said, I'm a Trekkie. You know, I love sci-fi. He's telling his congregation that. You know, that could cause somebody in the congregation to stumble because, I mean, a lot of sci-fi is just trash, you know. So what's going on? Why is the pastor not sensitive? I know this pastor does not believe in deliverance, but still, you know, what is he doing to his congregation? You know, love sci-fi and telling how he went to Vegas to go to the Star Trek event there. They have this casino. I mean, it's not an event. It's just ongoing. Permanent. They've made it like Star Trek or something, I guess. Anyway, oh boy, really? Is that what you want to spend your sermon doing, Pastor? I don't know about that, but I don't think that didn't set well with me when I was listening to it. Anyway, a lot of time spent on that before he finally got into the whole message that he had. All right, keep coming out of there. Go, 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 go. All that insignificance, go. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. All the way out, all the way out. All the poverty spirit, you go. Come out. Come out, poverty spirit. We break poverty. We break the control of poverty. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, all that poverty, go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. All that immature spirit making you react in immature ways, come out. Come out, come out, all the way out. Go up out of there, loose them and let them go. Immature spirit, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. This spirit of tension, you come out. Spirit of tension, come out of there. Spirit of tension, stress, tension, come out all the way. Come on, that stress and tension spirit, come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, come out of there. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way up out of there. All that tension, stress, come out, tension and stress, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 resentment, come out, revenge, come out, come on, all the way out, come out, come out, come out, resentment, come out, all the way out, that resentment, that revenge spirit, come out in Jesus' name, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, up and out. All the way, go, 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 go. Keep coming out of there. All that revenge spirit, all that resentment spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come on out of there. Go, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, go, 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 all the way, in Jesus' name. I bind you, come on out. All that spirit of impatience, you come out. Spirit of impatience, come out now. All the way out, impatient spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, impatience, up and out, up and out, up and out of there, all the way out, up and out. We cast you out in Jesus' name, all that impatience, up and out of there, go, go, keep moving, out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, go, 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 go. We break any witchcraft curse over you in Jesus' name. Any witchcraft, any kind of hexes, decks, spells, or jinxes, we command those spirits of witchcraft to go right now. Go. Witchcraft, come out. Witchcraft, come out. Come out now in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Witchcraft, go. Up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Spirit of witchcraft, we rebuke you. Come out of there. Come out of there. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. All that self-condemnation spirit, you come out. Come on, self-condemnation. Try to beat you up. Try to beat you up. You do something and you get beat up for doing it. In your own mind, that self-condemnation is waiting to get to you. You come out of there, all the way out. Oh, why did I do that? Why did I say that? And that self-condemnation get you going. Come out of there. All that self-condemnation, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out, all that spirit. You have to go, self-condemnation. Come out. Come out now, all the way out. All the way up out of there, go. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Pride, you have to go too. Pride, come out, pride. Come out, pride. All that pride. We rebuke the spirit of pride today. All that pride, you have to come out. Come on, pride. Move, 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 move. Up and out, pride. All the way out. All that pride. All that pride. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, pride, all the way out. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, we rebuke you, spirits of pride. Gotta go, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, all the way out, pride. all the way out, all that pride, all that spirit of stubbornness, you come out, stubborn spirits come out, all that stubbornness, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, up out of people, right now, loose them and let them go, that stubborn spirit, come out, come on, all the way out, all the way up out of there, go, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, go, go. All that stubborn spirit. Go. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All that worldliness spirit. You come out. Worldliness. Loving the world. That worldly spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Yeah, Israel just kept wanting to go back to Egypt. Oh, I want to go back to the leeks. And I want to... You brought us out here in the wilderness to die, Moses. They were really saying God, did that, blaming God. But that's who it was really pointed at. But come out of there. Go all the way out. All the way out. Spirit of disappointment. Come out. Spirit of disappointment. You come out too. Come on. Spirit of disappointment. Disappointed with God. Disappointed with people. Come on. All that disappointment. Disappointed with you. Family members or whatever it may be, all that disappointment, disappointed with yourself, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I bind you, devil. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, right? We believe that. Thank you, Jesus. Come out, all the way out, devil. You got to go all the way up out of there. Go, all that disappointment, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, disappointment, go, go, up and out of there, up and out of there, in the name of Jesus, loose the people, let them go, all that disappointment, gotta go, Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out of there, in Jesus' name, spirit of embarrassment, being embarrassed, come out. All that embarrassment, embarrassed about the Lord, embarrassed about other things, about yourself, come out. All that embarrassment, come out, come out. Spirit of embarrassment, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, go. All that embarrassment, all the way out, go. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus. Yeah, I remember I got so embarrassed one time that I was at the Bible school, you know, going to Bible college, seminary, whatever you want to call it. But I was going, and we had a big, for all us new guys that were coming in, and had this big gala affair thing or whatever it was, gathering. And I was strutting around with my zipper down my, and I didn't even know it. Talk about embarrassed. That was an embarrassment. So, yeah, something like that could have happened to you. You need deliverance from that. I mean, it could be as simple as that or some other thing. You were embarrassed in front of work or the family members or before other people or something. All that embarrassment has to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. Come out of there. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All embarrassment, go. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Go, go. Keep going. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. All the way out. Perfectionist, you come out. Perfectionism, come out. All that perfectionist spirit, come out. Come out now. All the way up out of there. Got to go. Right now, loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go all the way out. Perfectionist. Go. Workaholic spirit. You come out. Workaholic. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Workaholic. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Perfectionist and workaholic. Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta go right now. Keep coming out of there. Take a few calls. Get them moving. Let them go all the way out. Go, 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 go. loose them and let them go all the way out. Breathe them out. Let them go. Take a deep breath. Blow those spirits out of there. Go all the way out. Spit them out. Sometimes you get a bunch of phlegm from these demons when they're manifesting. Come out of there. Go, go, go all the way out. Sometimes they scream. We've had people that just stayed over the bucket the whole time, spitting in the bucket continually. Yeah, a number of people have done that over the years. Keep coming out of there. Go, 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 all the way out. All the way out. Go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep coming. Move, 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 move. All the way. One time we went down and ministered to, you know, by the reservation or on, yeah, and had a whole house full of Native Americans, and they were all getting deliverance, spitting stuff up, getting out those demons. House full as I did mass deliverance on them. And, yeah, they just spit up stuff, and they got free. They got free of their demons. Come out, keep coming out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 all the way up out of there. Go, go, go. I mean, that place was full of people. Yeah, and they were all getting free. Thank you, Jesus, for them. Praise the Lord. Keep coming out of there all the way out. Go, 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 go. Keep going out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Go, go. Anxiety, you come out. And be anxious for nothing, but a lot of people still are anxious about nothing, right? Come out of there. Go, go, go. Which really means nothing. Be anxious for nothing at all. Don't get anxious. Don't living into anxiety and worry it all night. And Lord have mercy. We rebuke that anxiety. We rebuke worry. Come out in the name of Jesus. We rebuke those spirits. Don't want them spirits at all hanging around any of us. Go, all that anxiety, go, all that worry, go, go, go. Come out, 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 come out. You renounce that spirit of anxiety and let it tell it you are not in agreement with it. It has to go now in the name of Jesus. All that anxiety, go in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Keep coming out of there. Keep coming out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Marijuana spirits, go. Weed spirits, all the way out. Go, go, go. We break any curses from the past. If you maybe not smoking it now, but you had in the past, you got to go. All that weed spirits, go, go. Marijuana spirits, go, 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 go. All the way out. All that smoking weed demons, come out. Come out, come out. Attraction and desire for weed, come out. Come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Go, go in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you. Come out of there, all the weed. Come out, the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time of deliverance. Thank you for setting people free today, Father. Thank you for all the new listeners, Lord. I pray you bless those who are new to the podcast, Father. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that there be anybody who's not received you, Lord, that right now they would say, Jesus, come into my heart. Wash me in your blood, Lord. I believe that you are God. I give you my life from this day forward. I am yours, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Seal this deliverance that people have received tonight to them. Help them to keep what they got, Father, and to walk in it and walk it out. And get out of agreement with all past ways and habits in Jesus' name. Thank you for that. Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen. All right. Been a pleasure being with y'all tonight. God bless you. And love y'all. And look forward to seeing you back next Friday night. May the Lord minister to you. Give you a blessed weekend in Jesus' name and week next week.
Let's go, my friend, climb the mountain with me. We're gonna sing and dance for eternity. The trail we're on may be quite rough to see, but as you start to walk, we'll give you all that you need. Strength to climb when you feel weak, and the faith to make it up to that golden peak. Oh my. with me. This is the mountain which before you couldn't see, when you were so distracted by comfort and ease, that you forgot to show people the way to be free.
Forgot to mention, we should pray for the Hagman family. If you know Doug Hagman, I know him personally, and I feel so sad that he lost a second child. He found his daughter lying dead in the backyard. He didn't find, someone else found her, but his oldest daughter found her lying dead in the backyard. Was it Monday, I think? And so, yeah, we want to pray for the Hagman family, Doug Hagman's family, because he lost his son. And his son was helping him on the broadcast, a co-host with him on his broadcast, and lost his son about 5 years ago. And now just two children in 5 years, that's a devil attack on him. And we rebuke that, pray that he'll not lose anyone else. So, Lord, we pray for Doug Hagman and his family, Father, in the name of Jesus, and the loss of his daughter, Father. Ask you to comfort him in Jesus' name and minister to them during this time of loss. And we break any curses over him of loss of loved ones and family members. They're so young to die, too young to pass, and don't know exactly what happened to the daughter that they just found her dead in the backyard or in the yard. I think it was her backyard. So, Father, we praise you for working things out for his family and ministering to his family, and we break the power of death over the family in Jesus' name. Yes, bless the Hagman family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Well, I wanted to do that. I forgot about that. I know Doug and feel so sad for him, and he said he's going to go ahead and do the conference that he had scheduled in Wisconsin this weekend. So that's where I guess he's going. Maybe he's already there. I would imagine he is. But he didn't do his broadcast the rest of the week because of this tragedy. And so, anyway, attacks of the enemy, and he's not into deliverance or doing deliverance. He's more just end time stuff going on and stuff, but anyway, he knows about it. I've talked to him about it, and he's heard me preach it, but as I spoke at a conference he was at before, And so he's heard me talk about it. He knows about it. Anyway, I pray for the folks, and sad to hear that. And it's always sad to lose a loved one. But we pray for your loved ones, that the Lord will protect them and surround them with a hedge of protection, too. It's just tragedy to lose, like Kimber had lost a precious son. And that, all of that, that's tough, yeah? And so, yeah, a lot of people get attacked, and the enemy hates us so much. But in Jesus' name, we prevail over the enemy. We prevail, yes, in Jesus' name. God is with us. He's a mighty, mighty, the Bible says, mighty, they call him a mighty man of war, I think, in the Old Testament. So, yeah, the conflict, like I said, through the Word, isn't it? All through the Word, through life. Now, I mean, look at the nations. The nations is conflict going on. Conflict in the family. What family members haven't had conflict within their own families? I mean, I hear about it all the time. That family members won't talk to each other, and they do each other wrong. That's awful. We rebuke that strife and trouble among the families. And what does it say in Elijah, book of, is it Malachi? He turned the fathers to the children, and I forget that exactly. I have to look it up here, but I've got my Bible handy, of course, because I'll just look it up, and we'll see what it says if you want me to. Behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Wow, okay. Interesting. Okay, well, Lord, we pray, Lord, blessings on families tonight as we close, Father, that you would unify families and bless families, and we rebuke the spirit of strife, the division of families. We rebuke the divided houses where some are saved and some are not, and we pray for the full house will be saved, Lord, that all will come into the kingdom. And we bind the spirit that's working in the unbelieving ones, and pray that their eyes would be open unto the truth, and conviction would prevail in their life, the conviction of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we rebuke division and strife among family members. In Jesus' name, pray for peace in the family. Peace in the families. In Jesus' name, peace with the children and the parents and the grandchildren and the grandparents, and peace and blessing, Father, and divine protection. In Jesus' name, for your glory, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So many things to pray about. So many needs in this world. So many people suffering. But the devil is a liar, and God came to give us abundant life. And we're going to live in that abundant life. I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it abundantly. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up our wounds. And he takes us where he wants us to go. Because the steps of a righteous man, the Bible says, a righteous person are ordered by the Lord. So if you're a man or a woman, he's ordering your steps. He loves you. And maybe he's been dealing with you about change in some area. You're going to change your course a little bit. That's okay. Just go where he leads. Where he leads, I will follow, right? That needs to be our decision. Wherever he leads, we will follow. He is Lord. Everybody say it with me. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Just say it out loud. Jesus is my Lord. Let's just make it even more personal. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Right? And if he's Lord, then you need to let him be Lord of all, right? And that's the challenge we all face, is, you know, letting go of everything and letting him be Lord of all. King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. In our lives. Give him your children, give him your family members, give him yourself. Give it all to Jesus, and then let him be Lord of it. Amen? Pretty simple stuff, but it's true. It's what he would like. Amen. Well, appreciate you all being here tonight. God bless you guys, and pray that God will bless you. Lord, bless every listener tonight, Lord. Bless everyone that's here still lingering here after after the broadcast has taken place and the message has been given, deliverance has been taken. And yeah, bless each one here. And bless their life, Father. Bless their decision-making process, Father, that they would make godly decisions. And bless their physical body, Father. Give them the strength to say no to things that their physical body may be demanding that is not good for their physical body, Lord. Give them the strength to say, no, I'm not going to participate in that. I'm not going to put you in my body. I'm not going to let you hurt me that way in any way, shape, or form. In Jesus' name, whether it be emotionally, mentally, physically, in Jesus' name. Not going to let the devil hurt you in Jesus' name, right? Not going to let him hurt me in Jesus' name. That's right. He's always looking for a device to use against us. And sometimes the devices are a sweet tooth, maybe. We like sugar, like to drink soda pop, like to smoke cigarette, like to drink alcohol, like to do something that to excess that should only be done sparingly. Like eating, don't let the food control you. You control your food intake. You don't let the food control you. You control what you eat, and don't stuff yourself till you can't hold another bit. I just don't like to go to buffets at all anymore. They're just too many temptations there to eat too much. So try to stay away from the buffets. Yeah. Unless you're disciplined, right? Very disciplined with what you put in your body. That Golden Corral and some of those places like that. No, thank you. If I go, I'm very disciplined, though. When I have gone, I've been disciplined. I'm not like I used to be. When I was still younger, I just eat. I took authority over that. Paul says, what, I buffet myself? No, he said, I buffet. Right. So, yeah. Thank you, Jesus, for grace for all of us in our eating habits. Amen. But, yes, I think it's important that we take authority of that part of our life. We eat healthy. We take supplements. We eat the herbs that are good for the body because so many things are attacking the physical body, and God's given us these things that we can put in our body that are good. Amen. Amen. So, yeah, just want to encourage you that it does matter what you put in your body. You put nothing but white sugar and white flour and GMO'd food all the time. Really, they do, unfortunately, take a toll on the physical body. So you eat it sometimes when you go out to eat or have to go out to eat or you're working and you have to go to lunch or something. But when you're at home, you have a choice. And you don't have to put all that in your body. You can. It really doesn't cost that much difference, really, to eat organic food. Anyway. I better stop talking to you. All right. Love y'all. I'm going to say goodnight now. And appreciate y'all hanging around. And we'll see you back next Friday if you're here. And good night to you in the chat room. Good night to you and the Quay over there. Those who are listening by telephone, good night.